Shayesha Ray continues to make her mark early in the indoor season. Eddie Greger, host of the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State, folks, on this podcast. Right on into it. K-State track and field team have already kicked off their indoor campaign, indoor season track and field back here over the weekend in Manhattan, Kansas, folks. And Shayesha Ray, who started off on the right foot in a previous meet, did it again in this meet. The Los Dunes Invitational, which went down last Friday and Saturday over the weekend as well. Back in Ahern Fieldhouse there as well. Shayesha Ray, of course, did a lot of damage in the Triangular a couple weeks ago. And then she picked up right where she left off. And remember, Shayesha Ray qualified in the NCAA Indoor Championships last year. One of three, as I keep on referring to you on this podcast last year as well. So this girl is on a mission here in 2023 already there as well. She was part of this K-State squad. Six first place finishes in 10 events. Of course, this is going to be in two parts. So this is going to be part one, part two, which will be Saturday's coverage. We'll recap Saturday, that will be coming up. I'll record that and be posted here at some point, posted somewhere this week. A lot of coverage here on the podcast. That's what you expect from an athletic podcast, right? Okay, anyways, back to part one of the De Los Dots recap here. Junior Shayesha Ray broke another meet record, back-to-back meets, winning the 300-meter hurdles with her new personal best, 37.8 for those of you kind of new and don't know what's that. 37.8 seconds in the same event. O'Shyla Johnson, her counterpart for this event, came in behind her 38.9. And freshman, 20s. Ooh, I knew I was going to get it wrong. 20s Johnson. We'll just roll with that. I apologize if I said that wrong, but it's right on the mark. She came in third at a 40.5 in her first attempt. That's also her new best for 20C. Yeah, that's probably how you say 20C. Johnson as well. Freshman Claire Bybee won the women's pole vault, which is her new personal best height, with a 20-9.5. Junior Jesse Pinkley came home with a men's pole vault, tying his personal best over the weekend and beat his personal best in last year's Dots Invitational, 16-6.75 there. Junior Altoria Alves won the 60-meter hurdles for the second time this year. Clips it with an 8.5. Sophomore Emil Yurlin was the only runner in his men's 60-meter hurdles, recording. He put down a 8.6 there in Friday's events. And junior Tim Lambert Jr. won a 300-meter dash, 35.17 there as well. More field results here for K-State in the Dodds Invitational weight throw, which had a pretty much a huge stack competition there. Sophomore Monique Hardy came in runner-up there with a throw of 63, 1.5 there. Junior Emma Robbins was right behind Hardy, third with a 63, 1.5 there as well. That was the top three there as well. So K-State came in second and third on that as well. And, of course, more personal bests this past Friday, which included Junior Yuriti Bickenskate. I know every time I mention her first name, I keep saying it differently, but Yuriti Bickenskate, 60-meter hurdles. She came in, clocked at a 99.11 seconds there. Charlotte Cattermole Williams put down a new personal best in the weight throw, 55.1. And freshman, new to the team, Delaney Wright, ran her personal best there in the 60 as well, 9.26 there as well. Nicholas Jean Mullen came in runner-up there in the 300 meters, if I can talk, with a 35.8, while the senior, Jack Packerbier, ran his first 300 meters of the indoor campaign, came home 36.5 there as well. So 300 meters in the indoor, I believe, that has to be at least four lap. No, that can't be right. One lap, I know one lap is 200. Yeah, indoor, I don't like it. You know, for me, coming from me, being more of an outdoor type of guy, outdoor track and field, it's a little more confusing. A little bit more confusing when it comes to indoors, because 300, it's a lot more laps than like 60. Because 60, you're going straight on from straightaway to straightaway. 300, you got at least got to do a lap and a half. I believe that's. I'll go back and check that. but for, I know 400 for sure is like. I think it's maybe four laps around. I might be wrong on that. But again, I have to do my research on that because it's been a minute since that as well. But Cats getting it done in part in Friday's action there. A lot of personal bests on Friday. Again, I'll get you to part two of this DOS Invitational recap on this podcast. But yeah, Shaisha Ray is a big story coming out of here, at least day one anyways. Put it down. Again, continuing her big momentum here, and I know this might be a little bit of a bold prediction, I would not be shocked if she Saisha Ray back in the NCAA championships come late February. The Pro Project Podcast, get it, wherever you get your podcast, you're new, you somehow stumbled on this podcast or found it, and you're like, man, I like this, make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast, especially if you're a K-State fan, student, alum, or you live in Kansas City, you're a big K-State, you're wondering, want more K-State action besides your football and men's basketball, which that's okay too, because they're trending in the right direction. This is the podcast for you, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. And if you have a question or anything you want to get on the week or future weekly of the podcast, you can find me on Twitter. My DM is open at Eddie_EG3. I know I said it wrong last week doing my other podcast and saying it right, and I realized, oh my goodness, I have said my Twitter wrong. And I know a lot of people listen to this K-State podcast, so I better straighten out and get it right. At Eddie_EG3 is my Twitter handle there. You can ask me or my co-host Alex Ain a question, and your question could be on the next weekly edition of this podcast, episode 141, out now, wherever you get your podcast. Me and us, we'll get together this week and record our next weekly recording of this podcast. So make sure you're subscribed on in on the K-State action. Again, we'll be back. I will record part two of the Lost Dos Invitational, K-State putting some solid times on the field and on the track. Go Cats!